Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, it's D-Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio. That's right, y'all.
That's right, y'all.
Every week.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends, yeah.
Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play,
hey,
all of these tracks,
hey,
people always gotta say,
yeah,
that we're bringing heat.
Yes.
Cause we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
To the radio, on the music every day, maybe got it on the flow.
Each
and every week, all you gotta do is call me, call me. Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spin my mind. Each and every week, Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Type in the search box Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Uh-huh. Or just call on the line. Call on the line. Call on the line. Say the number every time. Every time. Every time.
Each and every week. Yeah, we're from the city that's bringing you the heat.
Yeah.
Each and your track.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Week, Cleveland.
That's right, that's right. The city is here for you. You have tuned in to Wednesday night's edition, June 5th, 2013, of Hood Talk Radio. Of course, that was the intro for Hood Tunes Radio. You know what I'm saying? It comes on Friday nights. Thank y'all for checking us out, because y'all just booming our numbers into the outer space. 646-478-0944, that's the number to call in. This is your boy, E-Max Image Man, the coolest host in the world. All I want to say is that tonight we got some crazy, wild shit to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Things that's going on in the city, in our community, and of course, some historical facts that, you know, bring us up to the day. As I said, 646-478-0944, that is the number to call in. I don't know how many of y'all understand the message that's being sent by these red light cameras that we have been graciously by the Cleveland plaintiff, thank you for the information, made aware of. You know, usually in our city when they do things, you know, we have council meetings and community meetings and carrying on, but you don't really hear about anything as far as input from the community. Because I'm sure that if somebody from our community had known, excuse me, they would have known about the total of 54 to 56 red light cameras in all of the black neighborhoods, the major black neighborhoods on this side of town. Okay, when I say major, that means, you know, the most populated. We are the majority in these communities. You know, I was reading this book, and it was saying that black people don't have communities. We have neighborhoods because we don't control what goes on in our neighborhood. And just checking around, that pretty much seems to be the truth. You know, you ever notice that when you go to more affluent black neighborhoods and what's going on in the hood, that they really don't come outside? They sit in the back or they sit on the front. They talk about everybody that's out front. You know what I mean? What is that? Most of our elders don't like us because we're different and they're afraid of our generation. Okay? And I'm in my 40s. So we, in the generation that's where I am, man, we have scared a lot of the 60s and the 70-year-olds when we was coming up. In the 40s and the 50s, you know, a lot of the shit that's going on right now was really a plan, and it started a long time ago. It started before Martin Luther King Jr., you know, Jesse Jackson, and Marcus Garvey, and them. It started way before them. Those people were the results of some of the things that has been going on in this country. You know what I'm saying? For a few centuries now, man. It's not thousands of years that, you know, like, for instance, the Ku Klux Klan has been around. There have always been people since the dawning of this country, corporation, that felt like black people were less than human. And the evidence of that is the fact that they never said in school, and even now to this day, sometimes you can go on the internet and you look up certain things about our history in this country, you know what I'm saying, before Britain, before London and England and Europeans, for all of this shit that went down when they came over here because they were poor and disease ravaged and, you know, basically on thirst mode. You know what I'm saying? They was on thirst mode to find new lands, find new ways of feeding themselves because they couldn't. The only thing they knew was war and robbery. All right? They only knew robbery. So we're going to talk into those and get into those conversations, the red light cameras, black slavery after Civil War. Okay, we're going to get into some, you know, people, the rudeness of people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, you know, hate tonight. I'm only trying to make you aware. There's some things that we need to pay attention to as a people. All right, now the Ku Klux Klan have been going around doing rallies and talking shit about niggas and Jews and, you know, all of this shit. Them silly motherfuckers didn't say nothing about Chinese. These two motherfuckers, we hate niggas, we hate snakes, we hate Jews. They ain't say nothing about no other race except black folks and Jews. Now, what's fucked up, and this is a whole lot of white folks, that's Jews. And believe it or not, if you ever hear one of them ignorant motherfuckers talk, you can tell that they was born that motherfucking bullshit and raised to believe that they are the superior race. And the only reason why these motherfuckers really start going in is because they keep doing studies, and the studies keep coming back to show them ignorant white motherfuckers that they will have zero population growth by the year 2000. So here we are 13 years later, and you have not heard any reports about how fucked up the white race is because they're still not growing. See, the plan was to, you know, eliminate all the black people from the country, but by opening the door for motherfuckers to leave, more people came in, and they were not black. When the black people start coming in from the other black nations of the world, they started having problems. Like the Cubans, remember? Elian Gonzalez, you know, it was the issue, do we let these motherfuckers in? Because the light-skinned Cubans would come, but the dark-skinned Cubans can't come. So that would create a bigger rift in the world because, believe it or not, the United States is the only fucking country that think we are good, all right? So y'all stay tuned to these. I'm going to take this phone call right quick because I've been waiting on my brother. 216-534. You're on with E-Max, man. What's going on?
Yeah, what up, man? You already know what this is, man. Eastside, the one and only, man. The car, the city.
Hey, what's up? Check out, man. I was listening to that CD you gave me, bro. What are you trying to do, man?
Oh, man, I'm already making noise, man. I'm making crazy noise, man.
What's up with you?
Man, that's who I am, man. I'm chilling, man.
That's good. I just want y'all to know on the phone right now is one of the greatest producers and promoters, artists in our city, man. The boy got about 9 hats. You know what I'm saying? He getting in to do what he do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man.
Definitely, man.
Yeah, you can definitely find my music. Just got it put up on CD, baby, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of shit popping with Reverb Nation, you know what I'm saying? I got one of my songs I just linked up, you know what I'm saying, called Feel Some Type of Way, you know what I'm saying? We got like, 800 views on that boy, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
It was like, it's going crazy, man, you know what I'm saying? At the same token, we just linked up with another crazy-ass sponsor / intern, man. His name Michael Bands. He intern for Bad Boy, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely doing business with that, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to see what's up with that. What can we work out with that situation, you know what I'm saying?
All day long, man. All day long.
All day long, man. That mixtape's going crazy right now, man. The Unexpected mixtape is going crazy right now. Like, niggas, you know what I'm saying? Niggas basically thought Eastside was in a... Is it Eastside was basically in the back, but that's what they thought I was throwing, you know what I'm saying? But at the same token, I mean, I'm more of a sneak attack type nigga. I let everybody think I'm sleeping, but at the same time, I'm really eating, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to play the backfield, you know, if people think you're going, then smash on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you don't never let your right hand know what your left hand doing, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what I heard, you know? That's what's up, man.
It's the moment, man. It's good talk, man. It's the moment, man. It's lovely, man.
It's the moment. That's right. Hey, well, I'm going to tell you right now, while you out there riding around, man, be careful where these new red light cameras is going up. Or I want y'all to check your...
I'm already knowing, man. They get niggas for everything, man. They want to be fucked up cops, but they want to get a nigga for everything.
Everything. Nope.
They want to shoot a nigga 137 times and get a nigga for everything.
Get a nigga for everything. And what's funny is that they shooting 137 times, man. And then they still talking about we had to do it. Wasn't no other way to do it.
No, they didn't have to do it. They wanted to do it. That's what
they
think,
wanted
man.
To do it. That's right.
Ain't no way. I don't care. Ain't no way in hell. You had to do something, but you sitting on you a freaking a trained sharpshooter, military guy. Now you're an officer jumping on top of cars and shooting at a person 47 times. You ain't have to do that.
No,
you
I,
wanted
I,
to do that. You know
that shit.
I know the whole story, man.
Yeah.
I know the whole story, man. I got that shit. I actually printed that shit out, man. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah, well, you know the attitude is, man. You know, it's a whole, believe it or not, it's a whole white supremacy movement going on not only in this country but specifically in the city that we live in. I mean, look at the way they're doing business downtown. Look at this Captain America shit. They just shut down the whole fucking highway. They shut
man,
down pretty much
I am,
the whole
I was,
city.
I was real upset about that, man, because. Shoot, man, I'm on my way to work. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. What the heck?
Right.
Whoa. I can't go to work this way no more?
Dude, we got more than one highway right now. Two major throughways in our city, 271 and 90. Fucked up. Fucked up for at least another week and a half or so because They want to film a part of Captain America. And our invisible fucking mayor, you know, he basically approved the shit. Oh, yeah, let him come on in and shut down the traffic and fuck up the commune for the city for almost a month. For the sake of these $2 that these white folks don't give us. You know what I'm saying? For these little movies. You know, that just lets you know the state of our country. You know, the state of our country, dog. They just let you know. They can just do what they want to do. So, you know what I mean? We got to be more aware of our surroundings as people. You know what I'm saying? Everybody talking about Africa, Africa, Africa. We ain't even Africans in this country, dog. We are Amerindians. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what an Amerindian is, Amerindians were people that were here before the fucking Europeans knew this country existed. They were the indigenous people, meaning the people that were born here, our actual ancestors, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us, just like we buy into the bullshit where they tell us that you're going to believe this or you're going to hell, you know what I mean? What kind of motherfucking shit?
Hell nah.
Yeah. I watched a documentary this afternoon on the Ku Klux Klan, you know what I'm saying? And there's some terrible shit. These motherfuckers are really, 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 man, the leader, it was a speaker. Dude was like, we just hate the motherfuckers because they breathing. We don't got to have no reason to hate black people. We don't got to have no reason to hate Jews. We don't got to have no reason to hate nobody, motherfucker. We just hate them because they breathing. The motherfuckers hate the Jews because the Jews control the money. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
So, yeah, that's crazy.
No, peep though. I like, you know what I'm saying? I thought, like, I was just searching the other day and shit. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, we was talking a while back about a lot of these documentaries about the music and the rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I end up finding this movie called Feet and Dreams Becomes Street Dreams. Basically, it's about, you know what I'm saying, a group of young people, blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short, but basically it's about, you know what I'm saying, people saying they going to do something or saying you're going to do something and it never works out in that perspective or it's never put out there as of what you said. Like if a motherfucker say, oh, yeah, man, I got you, you know what I'm saying? I got you, you know what I'm saying? We're going to definitely put you here, we're going to put you there. And then when you put all your money into it and put everything into it, it never comes out how that person told you it was going to come out.
Right.
So that's basically what the movie was about, man. That movie was real deep, man, because at the ending, it was more like, more say, the person that's why I say street dreams, feeding dreams become street dreams, because, I mean, it's basically like the person they was feeding these dreams to killed them at the end.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's more like, nigga, I'm a street nigga, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I basically tell everybody, like, anybody that know me personally,
right,
don't feed me no dreams, don't tell me what you gonna do, just do it, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not a groupie type nigga, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I can make it regardless. So, you know what I'm saying? It's basically like, don't feed me no dreams, don't tell me some shit because you think it's gonna make me happy, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That movie taught me a lot, man, because, I mean, honestly speaking, I see a lot of that going on right now, like, at this very moment. Every day I live, I'm not going to even speak no names, but, I mean, personally speaking, I'm a real dude, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to color code nothing, but I'm not a dramatized type dude either, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to speak no names, but I see a lot of that going on now, like, people will say, oh, I got you on this if you do this work for me or you know what I'm saying, you do this work for me and I put you on this or put you in that and it never works out the way you said it. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is right now, a lot of people gonna not like me because right now I'm at the point where I see through a lot of BS. So don't feed me no dreams because I'm gonna tell you it's BS before it even keep moving. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Well, I'm gonna be like you on a little something and talk about motherfuckers that, you know, I don't really wanna drop no names either right now at this point. because some things, you know, is better left untold. But the things some things that are said, and that's a totally different perspective. Now, when you're telling on somebody, you drop a net. When you're saying things, you mainly, you know, making statements. So it's the difference.
Right. True.
So just like you doing, you saying, you know what I'm saying? People got to get, you know, to understand the language of communication. Okay, it is basically a language within our communication system. They want to call it Ebonics. We didn't call it Ebonics. You know what I'm saying? They gave our language and our dialogue and our dialect a title, just like they gave us a title. We black.
Exactly.
What motherfucker do you know is black? Black is the color of one of my keyboards. Black is the color of the keyboard that hooks up to my computer. That's black. I don't got nothing black on me. My hair ain't even motherfucking black. You know what I'm saying? My eyeballs are not black. You know what I'm saying? I turn my motherfucking hand over my shit. Pink is one of these motherfucking light-skinned people. Black. You know what I'm saying? We ain't black.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't African. Let me tell you something, dude. If you look at a motherfucker from Africa, and you look at a motherfucker from the United States, you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference from what we want to call, we going to call us Moorish, because the Moors were dark-skinned rulers. You know what I'm saying? They were rulers. And so were the black Asians, rulers. See, the word black, we got to go back. Now, in the history of the world, most of the language was Latin. All right? So a lot of the Hebrew translations for words that we get before they were translated into Greek were all Latin. So the Greeks had to learn to speak Latin so that they could translate and classify our languages. All right? Now, here in this country, we were already here. There were kings and queens here, man. Black folks, not black Asians, nothing. They were called the Amerindians, okay? And the white people came over here at least 400 or 500 years before slavery, trying to change how the indigenous people on this land live. They didn't use money. They didn't have classifications for race. They had none of that shit. Everybody worked together. We weren't even different colored people. We was just people. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of shit. It's easy to fall into a hate thing when you start learning about what they didn't teach us in school. The shit that we needed to know to graduate high school had nothing to do with life, man.
Damn.
Nothing whatsoever. So that's what's up, man. I appreciate your input. You want to let everybody know where they can find you and your music, and where they can possibly chat with you, bro.
Man, you could definitely find the music. Like I say, I just dropped a hot ass Unexpected mixtape on the motherfucking CD, baby. Live mixtapes, Reverb Nation, TTO, Team Takeover, and Reverb Nation, you know what I'm saying? Got a couple songs on Facebook as well, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, definitely, man, but we're going to start definitely promoting the Tequila Wedge, too, man. That's a bar I'm doing a lot of work for, you know what I'm saying, down there on West 6th Street, you know what I'm saying, 1229 West 6th Street. Starting the third week of July, we will be having Grown and Sexy Wednesdays, $3 shots of tequila and Ciroc from 9:30 to 12:30, you know what I'm saying? So you know, you're grown, you know what I'm saying? You want to get a little sip after work, come down, chill a little bit. Definitely, man. Come and kick it with No Life, Big Dirty Productions, Tequila Ranch, Royal State Productions. I mean, we got a lot going on with that situation. We definitely doing it every Friday and Saturday as well, you know what I'm saying? We definitely keeping it moving, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got Earth on Saturdays as well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a lot going on for New Life, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but more of the story is, man, I'm not a shout myself out type person, man. I definitely want to shout my whole team out, man. LHS, you know what I'm saying? Lady Hood Stark. But at the same time, I definitely want to let the world know, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't dwell on, man. Cause I've been learning this a lot, man, for these last couple months, man. Don't never dwell on, you know what I'm saying, what a person tell you, or never dwell on what a person say they're going to do, man. Because it always come out to be something different. It's always a but in a situation. But this didn't happen. But we couldn't do this. But we couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's too many buts, man. So my thing is, man, do it yourself, man. Do it yourself like Nike. Don't pay attention to nothing, man. And for all these rappers out here that think, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a talkative type person, but you know what I'm saying? It's real shit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these rappers out here, for all these rappers out here in Cleveland, worldwide, you know what I'm saying? Listen to this statement, man. Don't think signing with a record label is money, because it's not. Signing with a record label is basically taking money out your pocket. If you do that shit independently, you can save more money. Because me personally, I sold 15,000 copies independently. No label, no promoters. $5 a piece. 1,500 copies. The math, that's $4,500. You know what I'm saying? If you sign to a label, quick example. If you sign to a label and you sold as much of CDs as I did independently, sold them $5 a piece, and that's $4,500, you taking away money out your pocket. So you got to pay promoters,
right.
you got to pay writers, you got to pay
producers,
productions, and all that. So you got to pay a lot. Then you pay all these people, what do you have
Triggers.
Left for yourself? A couple of dollars?
Right.
You might not even have nothing. You know what I'm saying? Then you got to wait again. Once you drop another album or when they want to give you a royalty check or something, you know what I'm saying? I feel like this, man. You can get as much as sponsors as you want to. You can get as much as people that want to mess with you, support you if you want to. But contract-wise, I don't really too much respect it, man. You know what I'm saying? I do my shit hood-wise all the time, you know what I'm saying? Independently. I've been making it. So, you know what I'm
that's
saying? It's nothing.
That's right. And that's my motto, man. You know, for real. I really do believe that, you know, you're better off doing things independently. You know what I'm saying? That's why we do what we do around here. Good things. Good talk. Radio. Well, I thank you very much, Mr. Team Takeover. New life, man. That's your boy, Eastside, right in Cleveland's own, man. Hardest working man in the city. You know what I'm saying? I just want y'all to know and be familiar. Okay. Excuse me, this is a young cat with all this knowledge under his head. You know what I'm saying? So y'all gotta pay attention. We're doing what we need to do around here, and we are here for you. So before we go into this music break, I want to take this one more phone call right quick and introduce this caller here to the world. 216-246. You on with E-Max, Eastside, and Hood Talk Radio. Who is this?
This is just giving a shout out on our way back to Cleveland, coming from Athens. Just letting you know we.
Okay, I can tell y'all on the move. Your phone moving a little bit too. But I thank you. What's going on in Akron?
My nephew is coming out with a double major. We was going down there checking on him, making sure he's staying well, and he's actually rather well.
That's good.
Smart kids.
And see, that's what we need. You need a little more family support out here for the kids that are doing things, you know what I'm saying, accordingly. There is an order to things, but in order for us to rise as people, we need more people to focus on the children. Because George Vincent said it best, the children are the future. So, without those, that's
good. Hey, Eric. It's Pastor. I'm on here, too, listening.
All right. That's cool. Can you introduce yourself to everybody? There's a few million people listening.
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you on.
come on, I said, I'm saying, hey, this is Pastor.
Okay,
I'm coming in from Athens, right, with my sister.
Okay, well, introduce yourself to the millions of people that listen to my show. Let them know, Pastor, who you are, where you're from, what you do.
Okay, well, this is Pastor Jackson. I pastor a small congregation in Euclid, a wonderful congregation. I have two kids, and just coming in from Athens, you know, checking in on my son, making sure he's cool, making sure he's straight. You know, he's getting ready to graduate soon with a double major, so we had to get down there and make sure everything was kosher.
That's right. We applaud that. So do you have a website, or is there a way that maybe if someone needs some spiritual enlightenment that they can reach you?
Well, you know what? If you go to www.eternalwordvictorycenter.com, all of our information is there. We meet out at Euclid Square Mall in Euclid, Ohio, Sunday mornings at 12:30. So we'd be more than happy, you know, to have you come on through and worship with us. I do have a question real quick, though. Is kosher out of style or something? Because my sister just said that I shouldn't use the word kosher. Something wrong with that word?
Yeah, kosher is out of style.
He said, yeah, kosher is out of style.
I'm sorry, but yeah, we don't say kosher no more.
Y'all don't say kosher no more. Okay,
no.
I gotta get the new word then. Sorry.
Pastor Jackson asked me, is kosher still, you know, the word is stop. What's up, dude? You kosher?
Hold on, who you asking me that? Me?
Yeah, I'm asking you, is you kosher, man?
Man, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a California
right.
cat, man, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we're not laughing at you, Pastor. We're laughing with you.
No, we're laughing with you, though, because I ain't heard that in a minute, you know what I'm saying? I've been out of high school
for
a minute.
Well, I just learned what ninja meant. I didn't even know what that word meant.
Who's ninja?
Yeah, I saw somebody on Facebook, you know, saying, well, you know, some ninja. I said, okay, well, what the heck is a ninja?
A ninja is a nigga.
Yeah, I found that out.
A ninja to me is a rich ass nigga, because we ain't going to call you a nigga because you a ninja.
Okay. Oh my God, yeah. Well, somebody got me straight on that one, so. All right. Well, take care, baby, okay?
Thank you,
you
very
too.
Much for calling in, Ms. Jackson. You can always call in and shout yourself out, all right? Feel free.
Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, this is what we're going to do, y'all, before we go. And I'll come back and hit y'all up with some of this information about slavery after the Civil War. Let y'all know where some of the new red light cameras will be. We are going to go into this classic track by your boy E-Max the Image. It's called Let Him Go. The Talk Radio.
Yeah, this dude. Bye.
okay, so you can understand where I'm coming from. This is a plantation scenario, okay? You don't respect the people or the men that the master has put in charge while he's awake or while he's asleep or busy doing something else. The hired ons, which were the poor white ranchers from the South, they were fucking poor, okay? And they had hatred for the Africans, all right, during slavery, period. It had nothing to do with the color of their skin, all right? What it was, believe it or not, it was only supposed to last a little while. Now, what was happening was when the slaves were, actually, if you were able to escape a plantation and go to a free land, you didn't have to go back. They didn't try to send you back and none of this shit. So what the white government did was hire overseers. They gave them flashlights and shotguns. They deals with the Indians and all the other white southern militia men that, you know, were basically set out to protect their own lands because the European was taking land from everybody. Okay, people were actually being exiled here after they discovered it because they didn't know what to do with it. They couldn't defeat the Indians and it's not enough. So not to stray off the subject. The subject is the word motherfucker. Whenever the master was away and they had issues with some of the slaves who didn't respect their authority, okay, they would do atrocious things like the police do to us. Okay, but one of the worst things that you can imagine a man going through, let alone a black man, is to be beaten, okay, and then subdued and brought to a room where a woman had a bag tied over her head. Okay? Now, at the threat of even more violence or a very violent death, you had to have sex with this lady. You had to have sex with her. Okay? You had to have sex with her because either you or she was going to die if you refused. She didn't know it was you, but you knew that was your mother. That these fucking... You knew that was your mother. They knew that was your mother. And they tied a bag over her head, jacked you off, made your dick hard so that you would have sex with your mother. Now, 9 instances out of 10, the woman got pregnant. And what do you think the baby was going to be? Retarded. And because of that, they would round all of the retarded children up and sell them cheap for one little low price. You know what I'm saying? So the retarded kids don't understand slavery. They didn't understand what the shit was about, so there was no use to the plantation owners. So they sold them off, guinea pigs, scientific monkeys, you know. We were less than human, all right? So even before it became hatred for the Jews and all this and all that shit, it was a disdain for the African people because of the richness of the land that they were indigenous to. And the truth of the matter is that how the fuck would you rape and pillage all the villages and all of the lands on that continent if the people were still there? So it really, believe it or not, before the people were brought over here as slaves, it was the same shit that they're trying to do again.
Same shit.
Okay? They're trying to do it again with this Rex 84 program. All right? Part of the agenda for the Rex 84 program was to free the lands that had the products that the United States needed. Free them of their population. Therefore, you wouldn't have to pay for the shit we own that land now. Strip the land from the people. take the people and move them somewhere else, and then we own that land and bring it back to life for our own benefit. That's basically how, that's where it all came from. But that word motherfucker was because slave men were forced to have sex with their mothers at the threat of a violent death. You know what I'm saying? So don't take advantage of that information. Try to soak that in. And because I like that word motherfucker, I have my own definition of it. But the true definition of it is embedded in my brain. Now, I can't unlearn that. So at this point, it makes a difference to me who I call a motherfucker. And I'm really on this thing for the upliftment of my black people, man. As ignorant as some of us can be, as ignorant as some of us are, I have learned to love my skin. You know what I mean? I've learned to love my skin, and because I've learned to love my skin, and I've learned to learn to love my brother's skin. And that's basically the message that the Ku Klux Klan is putting out there. By any fucking means necessary, we need to protect our motherfucking race. Fuck these white people. We don't need them. They need us.
Hey,
you
man, you forgot blog talk, nigga.
Say what?
I said you forgot blog.
You know what? Let me put this disclaimer out here. The views and the statements made on tonight's show may or may not necessarily be supported by Blog Talk Radio and its affiliates. You are listening to Emacs the Image, and you are on Hood Talk Radio. My views are my views alone. If anyone has anything to say, you can send me an email at theimage110@gmail.com. That's theimijj110@gmail.com. Yes, I am a separatist. I believe that if they take their white tail asses somewhere on and leave us the fuck alone, the whole fucking world will be better. But see, the problem is that they fear what we know. They know what we know. We don't need them. They know we don't need them. Okay? They know we don't need them. Black people don't have to infiltrate other races. Other races are drawn to us. Even the white people, they're drawn to us. But because of that psyche that went on during the Reconstruction era, that hold up, it was cool to enslave these motherfuckers. It was cool to have absolute power over their physical. But hold up, the motherfuckers that we worked for decided to let them motherfuckers go and have their own lives. We can't have that. Because the problem was them poor white trash ass hunkies that live in the sticks. They didn't have no fucking skills. The slaves did. So by freeing the slaves, who do you fucking think was going to get a job based on the skill set? See, some of the white motherfuckers down there knew, hey, this white boy don't know nothing but throwing a motherfucking whip or shooting a gun and talking shit. This nigga over here, though, he worked on this plantation, so he knows. You know what I'm saying? So it was a fear thing that the black people was going to take over because we had all the fucking knowledge.
Because we some motherfuckers.
How about this? That's right. We came over here from Africa with another language.
Yeah.
And we spoke, the former slaves spoke African, the languages of their homeland. Okay, they spoke the language of their land. But they didn't want those hunkies to know what they were talking about. They spoke their dialect. They used their own language, their own tongue. Okay? They were forced to learn this shit. And they had to learn what we speak today fluently as European English. Okay, well, now if you look on Google or whatever, it's called English USA, the United States. So, all right. But English forced on us. English was forced on us. Some of the slaves was whipped to death and hanged and everything else because they refused to speak the language of the masters. So when we needed to tell our people something that they didn't know we were talking about, we could be standing right in front of them, just like the Arabs do us now, like the Puerto Ricans do us now. I don't know how they put us together with the Puerto Ricans and the Mexicans. They don't like us either because they know they came from us. So, just like I said, man, we got to pay attention to the language. The word motherfucker came from some horrific shit, horrific origins. Yet, and still here it is today. You know? So, I just want to let y'all know, pay attention. Read some shit. Try to figure out some shit that they didn't teach us when we was in school, because that's what's going to help you through life. That's what breeds the confidence in you to become what it is that you are supposed to become. You know what I'm saying? Don't never let yourself be sold short. Just like Esau said, I go right along with it. Don't let somebody tell you, sell you a dream. You can sell yourself a dream. But if you look at the motherfuckers that sell the dreams, they got all the money. Don't they? And all the artists and everybody else is still fucking hungry. I was looking at a dude. Had about 10 artists in his clique. Everybody had on red T-shirts, black jeans, sunglasses, hats, names all over the T-shirts and everything. But there was only one or two people in the group, and they all had nice tennis shoes. Everybody else tennis shoes looked like they just got off work. You know what I'm saying? We learned that shit somewhere. You know, somebody got to be in charge, and it just so happens that the motherfuckers that be in charge really want all the motherfucking money. It's about them anyway. So, okay? So, we're going to try to not get away from the topic. So, here we go. We got into the red light cameras last week, but we didn't get a chance to really break down the King Alfred plan, or better known as Rex 84, Readiness Exercise Program 1984. All right, it was developed in the 60s by the National Security Council. Okay, it has been passed in Congress numerous times. And basically, what it is it's a plan that the government of our nation has to detain or capture and detain and basically, you know, eliminate the black race, all right? To name drop it, is a policy planning study. It's called, you can look this up, okay? It's called Policy Planning Study Number 23, or for short, PPS-23, all right? Believe it or not, it was... It was amended in April 6, 1984, by Ronald Reagan. Okay, and you will be surprised at how many of our presidents enacted derivatives and initiatives to execute these plans. All right, listen to this. Henry Kissinger, I don't know, a lot of our older listeners know who Kissinger is, okay? A lot of you that don't, are you on the internet? Are you Googling, Facebooking, tweeting, tagging, gramming? Okay, all of that shit. Take a few minutes and, you know, look up some shit that might make your mouth drop open wider than finding out that your girl is kicking what you do. Okay? Henry Kissinger said this in 49 and 52, around my mom's birthday. He was basically saying that the United States needs to take measures so that we control 50% of the world's wealth with only 6% of the population. So they've been basically trying to go through this depopulating the planet shit for a long time. Now, the plan had to come from somewhere. They call it the King Alfred Plan. All right? Go on your internet sometimes and look up King Alfred Plant. Now, the plan was to figure out a way to get rid of all of the black people in the country, and not necessarily just this country, but all over the world. Okay, now, how was they going to do that? They were going to start with the poor or undeveloped countries, all right, that we buy products from, like India. There's certain things that we have in this country we can't grow here, we can't manufacture here, and so we have to outsource for those materials and those products. Well, according to the King Alfred plan, in a plan that was instigated by Henry Kissinger, the easiest thing to do for the United States to maintain its wealth, okay, and also to preserve the survival of the white race, you had to free all of the lands that we depend on for some of our products and services of their population. It's written. It's on page. It's on YouTube. It's right in your face. It's on CNN News. It's on the History Channel. Okay? All you have to do is type in the King Alfred plan on your computer. Either that or National Security Council, NSC, 1960. Type it in. Okay? Type in PPS-23 and see what the fuck pops up. Now, in 1948, okay, a well-known politician by the name of George Kennan said, the U.S. must devise a pattern of relationships where we control 50% of the world's money. Okay, here's another one from Kissinger, National Security Memorandum number 200, okay? National Security Memorandum number 200. Look that up, okay? Look it up, and you'll understand that what I'm telling you is fucking true. These motherfuckers have been devising plans. It ain't just like with this red camera shit, I feel sorry for the white people that call themselves connected to us and feel sorry for us because they call you. They call you black sympathizers or white sympathizers. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't have to feel sorry for us. You don't. Because one thing that I can understand in the blink of an eye, in the blink of a motherfucking eye, you will claim your white shit and step away from any problems that might arise for you being connected with black people. When Martin Luther King died, how many white people died with him? I thought he was just dead by himself. You know what I'm saying? It's not to spread no hate of white people. It's not. It is actually to bring in you something that will allow you to realize we do not need them. We don't. We have doctors, we have lawyers, we have scientists, we have teachers, okay? We have engineers, we have biologists, geologists, archaeologists. You just don't know about them because they won't tell you. Black people have made it through the ranks once again. But they keep us under wraps because they know if we ever come out front, it's over for them. It's over for them. It was over for them back then. And it'll be over for them once again because every wall shows weakness. Iron even rusts and corrodes, and it can be penetrated. Everything that's man-made is infallible, okay? Everything that we make can be destroyed. And they know this, and they know that we know this, but we really don't give a fuck because we too busy trying to figure out how we going to make it from one day to the next. And that's just the way they want it. So I see we got a phone call. We're going to bring it in. 216-534.
Oh, yeah, you already know. I'm back in the band.
Okay, baby boy.
Hey. What's up, E-Max?
What's happening? What's happening? Who that is?
FBIC, her lady.
All right, do what you do, girl. Tell everybody, because I heard your voice. I knew that was you. Tell everybody who you are. Tell everybody who you are.
FBI, it's the FBIC from the Lady Hood Stars.
Yeah. Hey, y'all don't know, but I can tell right now she's smiling. I know how she's stuck when she's smiling. I've seen her. So how you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. We about to get back at it.
That's what's up. Sometimes you got to sit back and look at what you did. So that's how you move forward. You can't always keep moving, though. Keep moving without stopping. Sometimes you might, you know, slip and mess and miss something. So you're doing the right thing. And y'all busy anyway. Super busy. Y'all all over the place. That's cool. So look, y'all, we got a few more minutes left. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to play my girl's song right now. So Much Money. Lady Hood Stars, y'all. Hood Talk Radio.
My name's Johnny. I get so much money, bitch, I'm paid. I get so much money, bitch, I'm paid. I get so fast and the fierce. Paper coming quick, niggas in my swag. Pockets doing flips, hoes on my tip. I live like I'm rich, keep the bank roll. Never need shit.
That was Lady Hill Stars featuring FDIC. You know what I'm saying? 216704
in. What's going on, Al? Man, I'm doing all right so far. What about you, brother?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good, man. We got a beautiful show tonight. We got Team Takeover, East Saturday, Little Stars on the line. Got Al Porter on the line. And Paul E. Max Image, everybody in the world. So what's going on?
Man, getting ready to go take over St. Clair in the East 105 area. I know not too many folks going to be down for that because folks are good at talking like they hood or they represent or they running things. But they got Councilman Jeff Johnson, who's for them red light cameras, going in saying it's for safety, even though the facts are he only had one person get hit by a speeding vehicle. There's a bicyclist in the wintertime. But yet he says he needs those lights to make it safe for folks. As well as the fact that...
Did you say a bicyclist in the wintertime?
I'm serious. A bicyclist in the wintertime. It's on record.
And that was his leverage for using that swayed his... And you said this is tonight. What's going on tomorrow night? What's going on tomorrow night? This the meeting you talking about?
Oh, this is a big meeting coming up. Yeah. That's the meeting coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow at the Glenville Rec Center. The Glenville Rec Center, which is located at 680 East 113th Street. But for everybody who just want to know, it's off East 113th in St. Clair. It's off the Clair, everybody. And as a matter of fact, let me tell you who's all going to be there. Councilman Jeff Johnson, who doesn't realize that when you go to traffic court every day, the people you see in line are people who are his own color, as well as the poor and impoverished. You know, they might be a darker shade than he is, but they're still his own color. You also have the chair of safety, Kevin Conwell, who rushed through the whole process. You have the co-chair of safety, Mike Polensic, who never brought that up to hearings. A lot of folks don't know that the council people were the ones, real quick, who voted on not only installing those, but they decided to take a neutral stand on the 137 shots issue. They took a neutral stand on that, meaning they decided they'll let due process go, and at the rate of this slow process, they haven't even started on the officers. They're just dealing with the sergeants, and that got quiet. And if you don't watch out, people, it'll be a year and a half from now, and they'll still be going over. So yes, what we're doing is we're going and borrow that Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Cleveland. We're going to the Glenville Rec Center and occupy the microphones. So we're going to be there at 5:15. We're going to march in there and do our 137 shots count. We're going to get as many people as we can to the front row, because some folks don't like to sit up front, which is cool, but we want to let folks know that since a majority of us there are taxpayers, stakeholders in the community, we getting in there to talk and let folks know exactly how we feel. We ain't holding the thing back. So for people who have been brutalized by the police department, you have Chief Police Officer Mike McGrath. So you have Chief McGrath who will be there as well. You also have, like I said, Chair of Safety, Kevin Conwell. You have Jeff Johnson, and you also have, of course, the co-chair, Mike Polensic. And last but not least, when Attorney General Mike DeWine came out with his report, it said it was systemic failure, and it came out in the newspaper. A lot of us were there when Jeff Johnson got up there, and the first thing he said was he thought the report was wrong because it gave the family members too easy access to sue the city of Cleveland. And he stood up for Mayor Frank Jackson and the chief of police and didn't say a damn thing about the families. So, again, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm just reporting the facts.
He's one of them house niggas that like to protect the master shit.
Damn right.
That's fucked up. And Jeff Johnson is my color. He brown skin like me. I thought it was somebody different. I thought he was that tall, light-skinned brother with the colored eyes that got caught up in that scam. But now that I found out what he looked like, believe it or not, he looked like this old-ass bondsman that I used to be familiar with. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Wasn't me in jail or none of that shit. But he's a bail bondsman. And Jeff Johnson looked like his old ass. And he kind of favored him. I ain't trying to talk about it, but Councilman Bill.
so we invite folks to come up.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So y'all know, man, get on over there to the Glenville Rec. That's up 113 to St. Clair. We in the hood again. And trust me, it will be an all-important meeting here. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's all try to get out there and support the cause. Because, man, we have enough reasons. Woo! We have enough reasons, okay, to stand up and say something. Because this is a straight out right in your face slap. Fuck you, black people.
Right.
Period. There's no other way to say what they're saying. And even in the, hey, man, in the plain dealer. Okay, the plain dealer from A1. That means it was front page news.
Oh,
they just came out. Front page news. City to get more red light cameras. Let me read this statement from this punk ass motherfucker.
Okay.
We're going to start it off where Councilman Zach Reed said in an interview Monday that he voted against the contract because it seems that making money has supplanted or replaced safety. That's the program's primary goal. And this is Zach Reed. This is what he said. Okay? Okay, he said he originally supported the installation of cameras and appreciate that they force drivers to think twice before running red light. That $100 out your pocket every time you run a red light gonna make you think, yes. Okay? Now, here is the House Niggas statement. We should install these cameras only after we have identified certain intersections as being extremely unsafe because people continue to run the red lights. Right? But this motherfucker, Chad Johnson, he said that he was tired of people running the red lights in his ward. This is Ward 8. He's tired of speeding traffic in his neighborhood. Man, you damn right. Everybody needs to get out there. Everybody needs to get out there and talk some shit to Jeff Johnson. Okay? Now, you got a couple issues on the table. We got some issues that's more important to address than our red light cameras. Okay? We already got one that they trying to slide past because just like you said, Al, it's the shit. It's just like the Gina DeHaysus thing. It's really not that big of news no more, is it?
No. No, it ain't.
It's not that big of news. And I guarantee you, just like I said before, the sleeping giant has not awakened yet. There's something that's underlying that. You see, right now, they're throwing everybody off. They're throwing everybody off with some other shit. Okay, so the fact that the red light camera shit came up on the front page means it's something else that they doing under the covers, that they need our attention to be on something else.
Yeah.
So while we study and while we focus and we get ourselves together and we speak out with this 137 shots, okay, and on that same table, we have the fact that they are just blatantly sticking their hands in the pockets of every African-American that lives on the east side. If you got a driver's license and you drive in the black neighborhoods, chances are you're going to have to come out your pocket.
Yeah.
And more than one time. Because on certain streets, they got fucking, they're going to have these cameras put up every, 500 feet or one-fifth of a mile. 0.5. Okay, 0.5 is one half. So you want to go 0.05.
Right.
Every fifth of a mile, they want to have one. If they're going to have a red light camera at Lee and Harvard, You're going to have them at Liam Miles. Then you're going to have them at Liam Tarkenton. Just to draft between Harvard and Tarkenton, you're liable to catch a $300 ticket. And that's for everybody that's on those streets. Everyone. Black, white, businesses. Just because you use the streets in the black neighborhoods. And wow, look at that. Look at that. That statement right there. That statement right there. Watch this out.
Okay.
Watch what they're doing. Okay? The purpose of the red light cameras. What do you think? Okay, they're going to get money out of the black people, number one. Already.
Oh, fuck.
Okay? That's one. But guess what the real purpose is? If you have businesses in the black neighborhoods that are saturated with speed traps and red light cameras and surveillance cameras in the red light cameras because they upgrade the technology. If you have, what's the word? If you have things set up, okay, in these areas that can hurt you financially as a commuter, don't you think you would reroute your commute to go around that particular area? So by installing these cameras, they not only decide to take money out of our pockets, but it's also a ploy to discourage business in our communities. Because every time I go through the black community to get to my business, I risk losing money. Not only am I not going to go through the black community, I will be looking to relocate my business so that, one, my employees will not be subject to the same discrimination, and two, we will not lose money. Because once people start losing money going to these jobs in these neighborhoods, they're going to start complaining, boss, we're going to need some raises because we got to pay for these fucking tickets that we're getting driving through the black neighborhoods and come to work. So on one hand, they want to take our money out of our pockets, but two, they want to discourage the economic structure of the black neighborhood. And by taxing people for going through the black neighborhoods, by putting up these fucking money-making cameras, they are discouraging businesses from other races to set up shop and help grow the community and the economy in the black neighborhoods. All that shit is tied together. It's all tied together, man. That's a terrible fucking shame. While we looking at the issue of we spending money, the real issue could be the fact that they don't want nobody in the black neighborhood to make no money. We gonna drive businesses out with these red light cameras. Okay, gas stations that usually get white customers and this and that and the other, they ain't going to get them no more.
That's true.
They're going to start finding other ways to get to work, which means the people that slide through Lee Road to stop at McDonald's, sorry. It's going to be full of black folks. People that go to rallies for lunch, people that stop in at Lee and Harvard Plaza, sorry. You catching them motherfucking money. The Lee and Harvard Plaza is doing well up there. It's getting ready to change with the installments of those cameras. The side streets are going to be fucked up because we already got the Ohio State Troopers doing what the Cleveland police used to do, monitoring the side streets. You only see the police cars every now and then. All day long, we got the Ohio State Troopers. And they pull their motherfuckers over, searching their cars and every fucking thing thoroughly for a fucking traffic ticket. So guess what? We are living in a police state right here in Cleveland, Ohio. All right? So y'all know, we have to do something about this shit. And just to let y'all know, exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm getting ready to play a song.
Uh-oh.
That's going to take us out tonight, that gives you the mentality of the people of the city. It ain't just me. I'm just the voice. I hear too much. The time on the clock is now. Let's do this shit. I'm with it. Anybody that got any ideas, bring them to the Glenfield Rec Center tomorrow evening. Speak that shit out to these motherfuckers and let them know they ain't pulling shit over our eyes. Nothing. Nothing. All right? So this is what we need to do, y'all. And it ain't no other way to put it out there. Alporta Jr.
Revolution will not be televised, y'all. Hip-hop on the 206 block. Well, let's go ahead.
It's time.
And we got a little special treat. Actually,
Hood Talk Radio is on tonight.
Got
enjoy
nice
this song. We will be back,
you know what I'm saying?
Friday night.
You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready to do
I'm
it, y'all.
Hoping they took in what they just heard.
And I'm out of here.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The African Rio. The poet. The MC, from Gil Scott-Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution, because it will happen clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touch screens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism does matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In a revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected book-writing political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and we'll use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip-hop. That is hip-hop.
Yeah, I know. They feel what we're saying, y'all. Just again, Blog Talk Radio may or may not support the words you heard, but they are supported from Hood Talk Radio listeners and speakers. Emacs, and we out of here, y'all. Talk to y'all Friday. Peace.